Put your hands up.
The Jimmy and Nate podcast starts in 30 seconds. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the good times on your terms. Heineken, celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.
And Jim, I want to ask the question now. 131060 Australia, wherever you are, work, car, somewhere in public or even at home, can you let the dogs out for it? Now, I don't mean dogs of the canine variety, Jim. I mean something that you are very accustomed to. It's getting the shoes off, getting the feet out. The feet of the dogs, and we want you to let them out wherever you are.
Yes. I always have my dogs out.
You've got your dogs out right now? I'm assuming. I haven't even seen. But well, I reckon I your dogs are out.
I'm wearing Birkenstocks. They're on the feet.
Good to see them on. Normally you carry them. Like a girl with her heels after a one-nighter. That's you with your Birkenstocks. That's your Birkenstocks.
Second night, a third night, a fourth night, a five night. Yes, no, I love having my feet out. We had a meeting, a very important sales meeting a couple of days ago where Nathan and I were on a stage with these lovely chairs and there were some spotlights.
It was a great setup. They even had our show art behind us.
Yeah. The spotlights on stage. We're just talking about being great. I had the dogs out. I was sitting cross-legged in the chair with the toes wriggling.
And the reason you didn't get in trouble for that is because I had a sneaky nut out and it was worse. So obviously I'm joking. You had both out.
Obviously he's joking. His whole pants are off. You can see the meat and do that.
Now, Jim, here's the thing. This is both going to impress you and also you're going to be annoyed by the response to this because a group of barefoot moviegoers in Toowoomba have been called
Toowoomba. Toowoomba. Very close to Gundawindi, my hometown.
Exactly. This is so you, this story, that I've been so excited to this, right?
Okay. I don't know anything about this.
We're also coming to everybody live from CMC Rocks, Queensland at the moment.
In Brizzy.
We are in Brisbane at the moment.
It's only a stone's throw to go to Toowoomba, mate.
Oh,
you hit the bloody range.
It's a bloody 9-9.
You go up it and there.
It's a bloody 9-9 to Toowoomba. A group of
probably 6-9 for me, mate.
A group of moviegoers in Toowoomba have been called bogan for taking their shoes off at the movies. Ludicrous. Ludicrous.
From the wrap up.
And it was ludicrous. He was in there. It's like, you released you. Why are you seeing Dune 2?
Yeah.
The video shared to social media showed at least five people, good group, good crew, reclining. So they're in one of the nice, one of the nice ones, like
cinemas.
Gold class or one of those, X or whatever they're called, with their bare feet on the seats. Oh, it was event cinemas in Toowoomba. There you go. Read on, Nathan, you'll find out.
It's almost like you're finding it in real time.
Oh, that's what I love about this show.
Live radio,
mate. I play the role of the listener.
You're like, you saw this and you went, Jim will love this. I want to find out at the same time.
Look, here's the thing. A lot of people have filmed the movie girls with their shoes off going, this is repulsive. How dare you take your shoes off? At least leave your socks on. A lot of people have said, you haven't even waited for the lights to go out. Who cares? You want to be comfortable. You want to be comfortable. And with people not going to the movies anymore, you want them to be comfortable like they are at home.
Yes, no, I believe that. Mate, I've been doing this for years.
I know you have. Even I have. And I'm not as big a dog letter outer as you are.
I will put my feet in between little gaps.
Oh, I love that.
And then, but look, I'll pick up
people's popcorn with it.
I'll only do it if there's no one in front of me.
No, that's
like
true.
If there are people there, I don't want to put my dogs in their face.
I get
I'll
that.
Put
there's
my
a
dogs
level.
On a, yeah.
I always have the dogs are out fine. I have them out on planes all the time. So here's what I want to do. 13, 10, 60.
My dogs are more out than they are in.
No, they
when
are.
When people see their shoes, they're like, what?
Free range dogs. No fences on the Jimmy No Show.
Mate,
let them go.
Let these dogs run free. You know what? Hungry dogs run faster.
Let the bloody dogs out. Which is why I'm asking the question, wherever you are, get the dogs out live for us right now on 131060. This is the best bit. It doesn't matter where you are. You could be at work. You could be on your commute home. Maybe you're on the bus. You're on the train. You're on the tram. Whatever it is, we want you to give us a call right now, 131060, and get the dogs out. Hello, Kyra.
Hi, Louise. How are we doing?
We're good. Where are you at the moment, Kyra?
I'm working from home currently.
Okay, you're working from home. All right.
Love that.
Is there anyone around you, Kyra, or is it just you?
It's just me and my actual dogs.
Oh,
the dogs.
They're going to get it. They're going to be confused, but they're going to get it. Well, hopefully you can be loud enough that potential neighbours can hear, and be a part of this celebration. Okay, Kyra, what's on your feet at the moment?
Nothing. I've got the dogs out.
Oh, they're in! She's even put a wolf in. Those poor actual dogs must have been so confused.
I think they would have known. She said wolf. She didn't bark.
No, she's probably like, you don't speak to us like that. It's our language.
Wolf, wolf. What the hell did she just say to me?
Steve, welcome to the show. Hello, Steve.
Hey, boys. How are you?
Good, mate. Are you ready to let the dogs out, Steve?
Mate, I'm going to get the dogs out for the boys.
Where are you, Steve-o? Paint the picture.
Mate, I'm currently at work on a construction site.
Okay. Have you got steel caps on or something, Steve?
Definitely not. I've got them under my arms.
Right. Oh, so
are your dogs out?
My dogs are out.
Announce
Who
it, Steve.
Who let the dogs out?
Good on you, Steve. He's on the work site. The dogs are out. Is there anyone around you, Steve? Is anyone appreciating you having the dogs out?
Oh, mate, anyone but the safety bloke, to be honest. I'd probably get marched out of here if you saw me.
Oh, safety schmafety.
Unfortunately, Steve, you've lost your job. We're so sorry.
Yeah. And your shoes. Yeah. but at least...
Who took their hard hat off? Steve.
That left his hard hat on completely nude. I don't know.
Yeah.
Manny.
He's like, I'm not an idiot.
Yeah, Manny, welcome to the show. Hi, Manny.
Hey, what's up?
Mate, just doing a bit of radio, a bit of Friday night radio. Where are you at the moment, Manny?
So I just walked away from my house and took a little walk to the lake because I don't want my neighbors to think I'm crazy when I do this.
No, see, I don't think they're going to think you're crazy. I think that, on second thought, they'll probably think you're crazy. But we want them to appreciate you having the dogs out, Manny. Is there anyone around you at the lake?
No, fortunately not.
I do think it's weirder now that Maddie's walked to the lake.
Yeah.
By myself.
Yeah.
Take my
by
shoes
myself
off.
To be on the radio.
Whisper it. Be like, yeah. I've left the dogs out.
Okay.
What are you on your feet right now?
Crocs, obviously.
Crocs. Obviously, okay. Yeah. Okay, Crocs.
Well, and Maddie, because no one's around you, I want a more like sensual one. I want you to take off your Crocs and then I want you to whisper to Nathan. I want you to say, boys, I've let the dogs out.
All right.
When you're ready.
When you're ready, Manny. Take them off.
All right.
Oh, we've lost him. He fell in.
Boys, I've taken off. Wait, what am I supposed to say?
Boys, I've let the dogs out.
Boys, I've let the dogs out.
Kind of creepy.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
It's Jimmy and Nath's Laugh-O-Meter!
Laugh-O-Meter.
Yeah, taking our podcast to the stage, Lower Town Hall, Melbourne International Comedy Festival. The only way you can score your tickets is by calling 131060 and getting on the show for the Laugh-O-Meter. You can head to the Instagram, at Jimmy Nath. That'll tell you how you can get some sneaky tickets. And the way the Laugh-O-Meter works, we get four callers on the line, Jim. They have to laugh together. If they beat the Laugh-O-Meter, they get their tickets.
Yes, very simple and very scary. So if you have children... my advice would be to send them to bed.
Yeah.
Or cover their ears.
Cover their ears with earmuffs.
Push them out of the car and keep driving.
Leave them on the side of the road just for the next 2 or 3 minutes. Damien, hello.
How are we?
Good.
I'm on the bus on the way home. Hopefully everyone laughs with me.
Okay, no, that's good. If you can get a whole
I'm
bus
so
laughing,
sorry,
mate.
Damien. So sorry we've done this
sorry to you. Sorry
to you,
Damo.
You're a loyal fan of this show and we're here to humiliate you.
Damo, are you pumped to potentially come along to Born Funny Live?
I definitely am. I'm looking forward to seeing you boys. I've never met you guys. So, yeah, me and my partner are looking forward to it.
Don't get too excited, mate. We're a real letdown. We are shit ours in person. Don't you worry.
We're like a half-deflated balloon.
Yeah. That means I've got two on me. All right, you stay there, Damien. Tamara from Bendigo. Hello, Tam.
Good. How are you?
We are very good, Tamara. Would you like to come along to Born Funny Live?
Yes, I would.
Now, Tamara, you're from Bendigo. You're willing to make the traverse into Melbourne, Lower Town Hall, for the event?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Who'd come with you, Tam?
One of my friends that I've just recently met, but he's a really good friend and he loves to have a good laugh.
A new friend? Are you?
Yeah.
So I thought Tamara said a new son I've met.
Oh, well, I mean...
Not a new friend.
Wow, I can't believe you met your son. How old's your son? I mean, stay there,
didn't even see him get out.
Jody, welcome to the show. Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Jody, you've heard the lineup for Born Funny Live. Have you got a favourite?
Yeah, it's Peter Hellyer.
Yeah, he's good.
Pete's good, isn't
he's
he, Jody?
Good. He's good, big Pete. Are you a good laugher, Jody?
I try to be.
That's all we can ask. Just
mate.
A red hot crack. Have
just
a go.
Have
is what
a
the
real
show's
go
about.
At it. Ebony. Ebony's our final contestant for the Laugh-O-Meter. Hi, Ebony.
Hi.
Ebony, how do you go with You know, how do you go with laughing? You good at it?
Oh, I laugh every day, but I don't know about how loud I laugh.
Now, Ebony, a little birdie told me that Born Funny Live, when this is happening, that's your birthday.
Thank you.
It is my birthday.
Is there any chance, if you wouldn't mind, Nathan and I getting the whole room and the comedians to sing you happy birthday?
I would love that, to be honest.
Yeah, we've got to win the tickets first. Otherwise, it would be weird if we did that for her. She's not there.
I know.
It's actually quite funny if we did it and she wasn't there.
Oh. And it's all about being born funny. All right, Ebony, you don't get the tickets, but everyone... No, of course. All right, Ebony, stay there. Damien, Tamara, Jody, and Ebony, give me a big yes if you're all ready for the laugh. I'm here. 3, 2, 1.
Yes!
I didn't hear... No. All right, guys, when you're ready, the laughing needs to start. You got to beat the laugh-o-meter. You do it. You come to Born Funny Live. Here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go, laugh! Once again, it's creepy.
Yeah, it's... I feel weird in my bits.
Yeah.
It's
going, guys. You've got to beat it.
It's like a shitty horror movie.
Well done! Guys, you can. It's over. Yeah, no, now would be a good time. Now would.
Oh my God.
Wow.
By the time the comedy thing comes around, they'll all be laughed out.
It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast. It's a Jay and Hap hello. It's a Jay and Hap hello. You say hi and you just know. It's Jay and Hap hello.
Yeah, that's right. We felt we needed some sort of way to greet other people and for them to greet us when we see them in the flesh, in the real, when you see us. And the answer to that is the Jay and Hap hello, the Jimmy Nath Hap hello, which is a simple tip of the hat. You get our attention, you tip your hat, be it a real hat or a fake hat, and that's how we acknowledge each other.
Yeah, look, and, we are at CMC at the moment. Nathan, we got a little taste, we had to chuff off, we had to do the show tonight. We are going to try and sneak out after the show for a little bit, but really it's Saturday and Sunday.
Mm.
Now, again, keep it on the socials at Jimmy Nath, but Nath, tomorrow, you know, to use the sporting analogy, you know, love our sport. Tomorrow's game day, baby.
Tomorrow is game day. This is where we officially launch it properly. Everything else has been a test.
Yeah.
You know, toe in the water.
Yeah.
We dive into the pool tomorrow. Head first in the pool tomorrow.
And look, coming up next, you're going to hear all the times we've done it or attempted to do it over the past few weeks on the show.
The different variations to try and bring it to life.
But this is the last hoorah.
Yeah.
Anything you want to say to me? Anything you're feeling nervous about, excited about?
You're
the coach. I'm nervous. The players.
Yeah, I'm nervous in anticipation. We're in the tunnels. We're in the tunnels. We're about to walk out. Our arms are linked. We're slapping each other on the butt. We're not. We're tipping each other's hats. We're touching each other's tips. We're tipping.
We can't do the bumps.
No.
When you see us, slap our bums.
No, we're doing the tip of the hat. That's what we're doing, right? And everything has worked up to this day, right? Yeah. Now, here's the thing. It doesn't just happen over the weekend and then we're done with it. This is a forever thing.
It is. This is the first time we're doing it. There may be changes after this weekend, but right now, this is the first time we're doing it.
First time we are officially launching it in the wild. Of course, this will continue for years, we hope, as long as it works this weekend.
What do you want to say to me, the player?
I want to say to Australia, whether you have a hat on your head or not, it doesn't matter. Grab the tip, bring it slightly down, bring it slightly up and walk away. Grab the tip, bring it slightly down, bring it slightly up and walk away. It's a simple maneuver. And don't think you need to add anything to it. It's simple and it does the trick. Subtlety is key.
Can I also add something?
Of course you can.
Because
you're the captain.
Now I'm the coach and you're the player.
Okay, yeah, cool.
Because we're both. We're player coaches.
What do you got?
As a wise man once told me.
Sure.
A man by the name of John... Edward Roy. Nathan John Edward Roy.
John Edward Roy is my grandfather.
He's a good man.
He's a good man.
Good man.
Yeah. Loved his hats.
He loved his hats.
Yeah.
He had a real look on life.
He did too. Yeah.
As he once said, grab the tip.
Grab the tip. Grab the tip. Grab the tip. Grab the tip. Grab the tip. Oh, cold hands.
Grab the tip.
Jimmy and I.
Oh, no. Grab the tip. Let it rip.
Grab the tip and let it rip. I love that you came up with this merely hours before we launched this. How quickly can we get a banner?
Better late than never. I do my best work.
Grab the tip and let it rip. It is the Jimmy Nath hat hello. It is a simple tip of the hat anytime you see us. Whether or not you are wearing a hat, it does not matter. And this weekend, live from CMC Rocks Queensland, where there will be country hats galore, we launch it. Now, Jim, you mentioned before, we've been on a journey for the last 2 weeks. What are you laughing at?
Well, I like grab the tip and let it rip.
No, you do.
Whether it's a real hat or a fake hat, you grab the tip.
Yep.
And then the ripping part is pulling it down. You let it rip.
Of course.
Producer Jared does has just messaged us and said it sounds like a cheap circumcision.
Yeah. No, of course. I understand
which
that.
Which we're also about.
And that's what we offer.
Yeah.
If you do it enough, well, I mean, Dr. Cheap Snip. Yeah.
And Jared would know because he had a cheap one.
No, of course.
Half it's still there.
Oh, no, I know. He drags it around like a bloody empty sack.
Because it didn't tear off properly.
No.
So it's kind of like a
tail. That was his decision. You should have saved up, mate. Did you need to do that Europe trip? Probably not.
No. I define myself.
Look, we've been on a journey so far with the Jimmy Nath hat. Hello, the official tip of the hat when you do see us. And we want you to know what we've been on, right? Because, Australia, you've been there by our side. You've helped us develop it. You've helped us learn what to do and what not to do. And I think now it's time to take a tip down memory lane.
Jimmy Nath. Yeehaw!
I am ready.
Go ahead, Hope.
Yeehaw!
I don't mind the yeehaw attached to Jim. What are your thoughts on the yeehaw?
Look, I'm not sold on it.
Okay. Well, I'm not unsold on it. Bree, are you ready for a hat hello?
Yeehaw!
No!
Max, welcome to the show. Hello.
Howdy to the yeehaw partner.
Sarah, give it a go. Give it a go. Here we go. Go ahead.
Howdy, partner.
Hey, Jimmy and Nath.
I said hello, walked past, tipped the hat because I remember you guys saying we need to do a Bruce Wayne thing when we first meet.
Yes.
And you guys walked past me, did not acknowledge me, and went straight to your lavish crayon hotel room.
All right, mate, that was Fifi Feather Nick. It couldn't have been us. Ren, are you happy to adopt the Jimmy Nath hat hello when you see us?
I'm doing it. I'm doing it already.
Excellent.
Love that.
We love that. And I'm assuming it's one of those brim hats, yes?
No, it's a baseball cap. Oh, but I've got the brim hat. I got the brim hat sitting right next to me in the work van.
Oh, you're flush.
He's got many hats.
I'm going to chuck out hats to everyone at the minute.
Shano, hello. Are you happy to adopt the Jimmy Nath hat, hello?
Oh, I've been doing it since I was about 9. Up until recently, I used to wear it in a Cobra.
Used to wear it in a Cobra? One of the great hats. Okay.
Yeah, unfortunately, I had a fight with a iconic Australian villain, the Magpie.
And now he wears that Magpie on his head. Jody, when you're ready, do the hat hello, do the tip of the hat, let us know if you get one back. Go ahead.
All right. Are we ready?
Go, go, go.
Okay. Hello.
What?
A lady said hello.
No, but yeah, she said hello, but did she tip her hat?
She tilted her head and said hello.
Are we counting?
Was her hand in the air?
Sorry?
Would you hand in the air?
Was it enough to qualify as a tip of the hat?
Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Cherish, where are you right now?
I'm at the APCO service station in Bairnsdale. It's got Chemist Warehouse next door, but they've just shut.
Right. I mean, you were one sentence away from latitude and longitude then. That was very detailed, Cherish. Exactly what we wanted. Now, Cherish, are there people around you that you could do the hat hello, the tip of the hat to?
Hang on, this woman.
Okay, keep going until you get one back. Go, Cherish.
Oh, she laughed. She laughed.
That's not really a reciprocation.
Listen. That's my swim cap licking against my forehead.
Sorry, so you're wearing a swim cap.
I'm wearing a swim cap. That's the only cap because I just went swimming.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, I love... Okay, Cherish, first of all, I love your commitment. You are brilliant. You are definitely in the running for this. This is phenomenal. But you didn't have to keep the swim cap on.
Sorry, was the swim cap already on or did you have to put it back on?
I had to put it back on. I was looking for my beret. I couldn't find my beret.
Cherish, so you're standing there outside the clothes chemist warehouse and outside the Ampole slapping a swimming cap against your forehead.
Hang on. Oh, yes. Yes.
No, but that's not a thing.
Cherish.
People were afraid.
Cherish.
You're crying.
Cherish, people are running.
Coming in now. Look out.
No, stop, Cherish. That is not the purpose. Cherish. No, stop. Stop.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Nath, I'm very excited.
Oh,
geez,
what's going on there? Jesus. Can we top him up with some helium, please? I hate it when his voice isn't super high and piercing that only dogs can hear.
I'm reaching puberty, guys. It's finally happened at 34.
You
so,
are. You're going to get hair in places you're not used to.
What?
Yeah, you are. Yeah.
How's your back going?
My hairy back? It probably needs a shave. Digital gear, get in here.
Well, because we used to live together. I used to see it. And now we don't live together. I don't see you nude as much.
Do you want to see it?
Yeah. Lift her up.
Tell me if it needs a top up.
Okay.
It hasn't been too bad recently. This is the best.
I used to shave.
Yeah. Ah! Kill it! Kill it! Kill the beast! Nat from Fun and Games found that so funny. Hey, Nat, show me your back, mate.
Well, you've seen it before.
Yeah, when she ran away from me.
Remember when she ran away from us in Perth?
She's done with our shit, mate. She's done with our shit.
Hey, look, I love Nat. And speaking of people I love, that's our callers.
Yeah.
And we're going to find out our caller of the week, our caller of the week, our cow, very shortly. But before we do that, we need to find out who our nominees are.
Every week, people like yourself call the Jimmy and Nafe Show.
Hello.
But only one can be the cow. Oh, wait, sorry. Cow means caller of the week. Get it?
Now I got it.
Our first nominee is Millie.
Hey, that rhymes.
Annoying group chats that you can't leave, but they still piss you off.
Yes, this is one I've been in for a few years now, which is the Pigeon Rescue Melbourne group chat.
No, one of the worst ones. Honestly, I hate that group chat.
Why can't you leave the Pigeon Rescue group chat?
I used to do some caring and transporting for them a few years back. I'm a vet nurse, I just sort of fell into it.
Yeah.
And there would be dozens and dozens of messages a day, but I feel bad leaving it.
Well, why do pigeons have so many phones?
Let's move on from pigeon group chats to where did you fall asleep that you shouldn't have? And boy, did Leon get us.
Leon, hello. It's a bit. You've fallen asleep during the show.
Fallen asleep in the Jimmy and Nafe show, have you?
Yeah.
Hey, guys, how's it going?
Now, our next nominee called us during Jimmy and Nafe's Hat Hello, which you may have heard this week.
Now, Cherish, are there people around you that you could do the hat hello, the tip of the hat to?
Hang on, this woman.
Okay, keep going until you get one back. Go, Cherish.
Oh, she laughed.
That's not really a reciprocation.
Listen. That's my swim cap flicking against my forehead.
Sorry, so you're wearing a swim cap?
I'm wearing a swim cap. That's the only cap because I just went swimming.
Yeah, but you don't. I mean, I love... Okay, Cherish, first of all, I love your commitment. You are brilliant. You are definitely in the running for this. This is phenomenal. But you didn't have to keep the swim
cap
on.
Sorry, was the swim cap already on or did you have to put it back on?
I had to put it back on because I was looking for my beret. I couldn't find my beret.
So you're standing there outside the closed chemist warehouse and outside the Ampol slapping swimming cap against your forehead.
Look out, hang on. Oh, yes. Yes.
No, but that's not a thing.
Cherish.
They were afraid.
Cherish.
Children are crying.
People are running.
Coming in now. Look out.
Stop, Cherish.
From pigeon group chats, falling asleep during the show, and swim caps. Why was she wearing a swim cap? I don't know. Only one of these people can be crowned this week's cow. Hello, and welcome to this week's cows. Oh, don't they look plump? Don't those udders look amazing?
I'm not presenting awards to cows. It stands for Caller of Week. Welcome to this week's cows.
Yes, welcome to our paddock where we put our cows. That's our Caller of the Week. Caller of Week.
And we feed them well. We look after them. They're a great bunch. They're probably the best cows in the world, these ones.
And look, I don't want to give too much away. You would have heard our nominees if you've been listening to the show. If you did miss it, we had Millie, Leon, Cherish. There can be one winner.
There can be one winner. And it was one of my favourite moments of the entire week.
Look, my favourite moment of the month.
It was,
or the first few months.
It was very, very funny because it was very unexpected and it created an amazing visual. I'm not going to give too much away because Audio Bones are going to do it for us. Let's find out our winner. Now, Cherish, are there people around you that you could do the hat hello, the tip of the hat to?
Hang on, this woman.
Okay, keep going until you get one back. Go, yes. Cherish.
Oh, she laughed. She laughed.
That's not really a reciprocation.
Listen. That's my swim cap flicking against my forehead.
You're wearing a swim cap?
I'm wearing a swim cap. That's the only cap because I just went swimming.
Congratulations! Come on down!
Well done. Well done, Cherish. Cherish, we got you there. Congratulations.
Hello.
Cherish, did you think that simply standing in public with a swim cap on and slapping it on your forehead, freaking the crap out of people, would essentially bring you to be one of the best callers of the year?
No.
Welcome.
I did not have a clue.
Congratulations.
It's, time of commitment.
I'm a cow now, am I?
You are a cow. You're a cow with a swim cap on, Cherish.
Oh, wow, that's beautiful.
Yes. Look, Cherish, of course, in the moment, we were looking for people to tip their hat.
I know. I was looking for a hat.
No, but you used the tools available.
That's all you had, and you made the most of it. And that's the type. That's probably the enthusiasm and commitment we need on this show.
Well, and you know what, Cherish? Because of you, I haven't spoken to Jim about this, but Cherish, you can be a part of this conversation. I want to do something in addition to the hat hello for swimmers, right? So
I've got the cap with me. What do you need?
Well, no, I don't need you to put it back on.
That's
Cherry, you've already won it. That's fine, okay?
Oh, true.
For people who ever see Jimmy and I on the rare occasion swimming in a pool with a swim cap on, feel free to still execute the Jimmy Nath hat hello by slapping the cap on your forehead. I'm happy to include that. Jim, if you're happy to include that.
I can do that. Yes. And you can do that too.
No.
Can you swim in my pool or not? Which pool are you in?
Is that a euphemism?
I'm in Bandstyle pool.
Oh, same. I'm also in the Bandstyle pool.
I'm in the Bandy pool. Yeah. How many kilometres do you get through, Cherish?
Well, I'm doing the laps for life, actually, at the moment.
Good on you.
Swim, swim, swim. Look out.
Hey, Cherish, you're scoring yourself a Jimmy and Nath pair of budgie smuglets.
No way.
Yes.
That I can wear in the pool.
You can wear them in the pool, mate.
Should I stuff them or something?
Well, unless you want to look like you've got a big penis. I don't know.
Well, that's what I was hoping to do.
Sit tight for 30 seconds. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast is back soon. It's only the good stuff. The Jimmy and Nath Show podcast.
Oh, no. Quiz time! That's it, guys. Well, that's almost it, Jim.
That's almost it. We're about to launch into Employee of the Week, but I would like to paint a picture.
If you could.
An audio picture. Because, look, radio at the end of the day, you know, you're probably listening to this. Probably a podcast.
Mm.
There are some videos that go up, but right now, Nath and I are at CMC out the back, and we've got a little studio there, a little studio set up.
We're all squished in here.
Yep. There's not that squished. There's room. You and I here. Jimmy and Nath are here. EP, Digital Kira is here as well. Bruce is here. But unfortunately, back in HQ is Jared and Audio Bones, and they are in a booth.
It's
like a telephone booth use to record, like they use them back in our home studio or home station, so you can do like voiceover stuff. But the studios are full, so they're in a booth together. It's like a telephone size booth. How are you guys going in there together?
It's actually quite nice. It's cozy. There's a little aircon in here.
What happens when we're not there? You know, you guys are still, you know, producers on the National Night Show. You can throw your weight around a little bit. Why have you been relegated to phone booth broadcasting, Jared?
I don't know, people seemed busy and I didn't want to take away their studios. I'm not like the two of you who can just go in there and take things away from people when they feel like it.
Yeah, well, one thing I will take away from you is the gap between your mouth and the microphone, mate. If you could lean in closer.
You both just lean in when you want to speak. That'd be great. All right, it's time for Employee of the Week.
Okay, here we go. Let's do it, guys.
Hey, yo, yo, where my nasty people at? Where's my producer, Jared?
You two are lacking, so someone's got to carry the team.
My executive producer, Bruiser.
There's only one producer, so unworthy.
My digital Kira.
When do I sound interested in anything?
And where's my audio Bones?
Piss off.
It's that time, speak your mind. Who's gonna win this time? Get nasty, 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 yeah. It's time
for Employee of the Week.
Yeah. Let's f*** this shit up.
Welcome to... Here we go. We're on.
Nate, who would you like to go first?
Let's go with Digital Kira.
People in this room.
Yeah, let's go with
physically
the
with us.
People physically in this room at the moment. Digital Kira, you can kink things off.
Kink things off.
Ooh, what's your kink?
Right, Freudian slip right there.
No, it was done on purpose.
Well.
Who doesn't deserve to be Employee of the Week?
We have been travelling these last couple days with this small team. And you know what? I miss Jared and Miss Kai. Lovely people. Great to have around. However, the people in this room, do I have some quarrels with you?
Remember, you can't vote for us.
Yeah. Well, see, here's the thing. I'm speaking. You be quiet. I have been harassed and poked and all sorts.
What's his name?
From these two, you two, the Jimmy and Nate, the head honchos of the show.
Doesn't sound like ours.
You guys have done nothing but make my life hell since we started travelling, and it's just rude and I'm over it. And you know what? It's Brooke's responsibility to keep you guys in check I don't get harassed.
What? In what way have we been annoying you? In what way could we have possibly annoyed you?
First of all, I was trying to innocently eat a sandwich at lunch the other day, and then all of a sudden, oh, with that mouth do, and they're putting my face on the socials, not even getting a cute pic of me, didn't even bloody tag me in the video of me with my mouth open.
Well, you should learn to eat properly. Right.
I mean, I was just helping you. Yeah. Probably a lot of follows out of that.
Can I weigh in here?
I mean, Brute, there is no right or reply, right. But I mean, I also can't stop you if
I
you want to.
I feel like this needs one.
Okay.
You should know by now that I'm probably the most annoying person on the team. So that should be no shock to you. So if someone else is going to be equally as annoying, I'm for it and I'm never going to stop that.
To be fair, in Bruce's, it does make you look better when we're more annoying.
Exactly.
I wasn't annoying. Everything I did, I filmed. And that's for the work. That's for job.
In fact, you're doing Digital Kira's job.
For her. Yep.
Oh, were you?
Uh-oh.
Would you like to continue doing my job for me this weekend? I'll take a step back. I'll sit down.
Careful. Don't take too many steps back. You know what happened to... So your vote's for Brooke.
So your vote is for Brooke.
Yeah, right. She is representative of you two, therefore she gets my vote.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So it's a vote for us through Brooke. Fair enough. Yeah. Executive Producer Bruiser, who does not deserve to be Employee of the Week?
Okay, I'll make this quick, but I'll start with everyone. So first off, Jared, he's hot and he hasn't done anything wrong this week.
Oh!
So he's out of the picture. I'll give him a compliment.
Whoa!
That leaves Digital Kira. I mean, she's physically here.
Yep.
Wouldn't
advice.
Hurt to you smile every once in a while, but you know.
Yeah.
Crack a smile, mm-hmm. but this
don't
week...
do that. You sound like a man.
No, just bruise.
Yeah, and we told her to say that. So if you,
but it wouldn't. The person that I am going to be voting for this week is Kai. Audio Bones.
Audio Bones.
What has he done?
What's he done? That dirty dog.
I was doing some little works in my hotel room, and then I asked Bones for something, and he sent it to me, but it was incorrect. He did not follow instructions. I had to then listen to all this shit and then go back through it again and then call him up and say, yo, what the f*** about? And then...
Beep that out, mate.
He had to send it back to me. And it just was a waste of time when I just didn't need it. And I just think as the audio Bones of the team, he should know what to do when it comes to audio.
Bonesy, thoughts on that?
Look, I'm not claiming to be perfect, you know? And you know what? That audio was like a minute and a half. Boo-hoo.
A minute and a half, I'll never get back.
Okay. Like the Bones, he's a bit stronger and braver when he's not in the room.
And when he's in a small booth with Jared. All right, Producer Jared, over to you, mate. Who does not deserve to be Employee of the Week?
Okay, well, firstly, this person this week has obviously been travelling with you guys. And I've heard from most of you on this trip, but this person I have not heard anything from over the last few days. That's a bit upsetting because this person is normally someone that I am quite friendly with in Employee of the Week. And
I thought
we had a good connection.
The alliance is breaking
the
down.
The alliance has fallen apart.
I thought we had a good connection, but clearly we did not because she has not reached out to me
Jared,
all week.
Can I ask you one question?
Mm-hmm.
When do I text you?
Well, I would hope you would do it when you're away, Kira.
Well, the answer is never. So I like to be... consistent, all right? I don't text anyone.
Digital
so
Kira.
You are consistently disappointing in
you
every way.
You text me all the time.
I can also back that because you've left me on red many times this
trip. I don't have my red receipts on. You have no way of knowing that. Sorry.
I do. I know you've
read
it.
How did you two start talking? I was not finished. So, And to top it all off, Digital Kira today stole the way that I would normally vote for producer Brooke. She led on to believe that it was someone else that she was going to vote for, but then voted for producer Brooke because she
That's your interpretation. That doesn't mean it's what's happened.
Whoa. Anyway, whoa. So as Digital Kira has not...
This week, yeah.
As Digital Kira has not reached out to me, and because she stole my idea of how to vote for someone, this week I will be voting for producer Brooke.
Oh, not again!
She should put Digital Kira in line, especially when she's there in person.
Sorry, you want Brooke to tell me to text you? Can I just
say... you want Brooke to tell me to not film you?
You people are all adults. You can do that shit yourself. Why is it my responsibility?
Because you're the boss, man.
It is not my responsibility to say, hey, Kira, maybe you should reply to Jared. How did I know he's messaged you?
Hey, he didn't even text me. What stopped you from reaching out first? Huh? Where's your answer to that?
You expect redhead? Too much.
This is why we don't have right of reply.
Brooke, it's in your job description to manage the team,
Kai,
and you're not managing the team.
Bones, get out of the microphone.
I wonder what's happening here.
Okay.
Something a little different this week.
Okay.
I'm going to put this out there. Now, I had an offer a couple weeks ago, but this week I'm just going to put it out there. Who wants to be my sacrifice this week?
Who wants to
be? I'm going
to
vote for
you. Kai, you got to vote for someone, mate. No,
That's
you
a disqualification.
Can't vote for me like that, okay?
Come on, Kai, you got to pick someone.
Come on, pick somebody. It could be a physical thing.
I literally just said I'm voting for Brooke.
Oh, you're voting for Brooke?
You're too busy chin-wagging with yourself and you missed my vote. I wish I could vote for you now.
Well, just a reminder, this is the Jimmy and Nath show.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I've kind of lost track of all the votes there, but that don't matter.
Yeah, so have I. But it doesn't matter, but there's a lot of... I just feel like just because people are on the ride, I feel like there's a lot of, you know,
I told you
animosity.
There was more venom in the air because they're not in the same room.
Yeah.
They're keyboard warriors,
yeah,
our team.
Yeah, they are. A bunch of trolls.
Yeah. Scroll, don't troll, guys.
That's our lesson to you guys. And we want to see a bit more love.
Nathan and I grew up in an age where you bullied someone to their face.
No, you're so right.
You punched them. You know what I mean? Sticks
square
and stones.
Square in the nose, mate. Because let me tell you,
a broken
nose will repair itself.
Yeah, that'll teach you.
Yeah, and you won't bloody do it again.
You won't do it again.
Because what's that bloke's name? Yeah, he didn't do it again. He didn't push you down the stairs again,
no,
did he?
No, he didn't.
No, he didn't.
Broke his nose, he never did it again. So you learn.
So here's
what next time you guys have issues with each other, I'd like to see some physical violence.
We'll put you in a ring, right?
Yeah, that's
what I
want
to see. You're going to rebel the shit out of each other.
Jared, if Kira doesn't reply, smack right in the nose. Okay?
Same goes for you, Digital Kira. If you're annoyed at us,
smack right in the nose.
Smack us, mate. Smack us on the nose.
You'd like that too much.
Yeah. Harder. All right, Nath, let's rule some people out. Who
can I talk to you for a second?
Yeah, certainly. Yeah.
I don't like her.
Do you just want to...
Just because of...
Null and void weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I just feel like it's a bit... I don't know.
All right, no, let's go.
Let's eliminate a few.
All right. Kai's gone.
Kai's gone.
Sorry,
Kai. Sorry, you're gone.
I don't really have a good reason, but I've just got rid of you.
Producer Jared... You're gone.
You're gone. Yeah.
You're not here.
No.
You're gone.
Yeah, they're both not here.
Yeah, you're both
I know
not
it's
here.
Not your fault, guys, but you're gone.
We had to have fun.
I thought I was always in your heart.
Yeah, you are, but you've won enough. Oh, didn't you get so the other week or something? You won
can go back
year.
There.
Digital Kira, you're gone.
Bruiser!
No. Bruiser, you're gone. No winner this week. I just feel like you guys need to work on some love.
All right. Does that mean we get a week off?
What, no. What about this? What about... All right. I agree with you. No winner this week.
No
it's
winner.
It's double point next week.
Double points next week. And
you need to all show each other some love.
And it's the nice week next week.
Oh,
so
why do you give us the choice of having a good week and a bad week if you're not going to let us hate on each other?
I didn't give you a choice.
Your hands up. Want to see more of Jimmy and Nate? Keep the good times rolling on the socials by laughing at some of our dad jokes. Heineken. Beer. Celebrating the sounds of good times with F1.